Okay? Have you got that? The central, these four are the Chararashis. Then these, the next sign, the second sign, these are the Sthira Rashis. So I think I will just put a round over here since I don't have a different colored pen. Okay, these are your Sthira Rashis. Then the four corners. So what has basically happened, these four squares are the Chararashis, then these squares have been divided further into two. And the first part is at Sthira Rashi, and the second corners are the, this is your Dvisabhava Rashis. Alright. Now, when we do later on the categories of the Rashis, you must remember that these things, these Rashis, you must know. It comes out in calculations in many different ways. That's what Guruji was just saying. I'm going to teach them Sudarshan Chakra. If they don't know this, if they don't know how to draw it, those of you who are not here, like Ravi, I think you don't know the correct technique of drawing the Sudarshan, drawing the Surya Chakra. So you please ask them, and it's important how exactly the lines are to be drawn. And the lines are to be drawn in that manner, not in any arbitrary manner. Okay, I'm not going to repeat it now. So basically, Chararashis in English, what they call are movable signs. For Sthira Rashis, it is called fixed signs. And for Dvisabhava Rashis, it is called dual signs. So Dvisabhava Rashis, Dvi means two, Svabhava means nature. So that is exactly the literal meanings of dual signs. Chararashis are basically Rajasic in Guna. That is why Chararashis are very, very, they are moved. That's why they are called movable. All creation happens from Chararashis. So it is not a perfectly balanced situation. So Chararashis are very, that's why, you know, when we want to know that whether you are going to relocate somewhere far away from your place of birth or close by to, I mean, you are, say, from Calcutta, Divin wants to know whether he is relocating to Delhi or whether he is relocating to London. There is a difference. So, Delhi would be far, but within India it's a 2-hour plane ride. Whereas London would be very far away. So, that you need a lot of movement, a lot of buying for that. So, that is Chararashi. Whereas this would be closer. So, Rajas Guna is in Chararashi. Sthira Rashis are completely stagnant. It is full of Tamas Guna. There is no movement over there. So, Sthira Rashis are tamasic in nature. Alright? Completely lack of movement. Whereas the dual Dvisvabhava Rashis are perfectly balanced because they have Sattva Guna. Okay, now because Chararashis are the Rajas Guna, they are movable, they are moving, lot of movement, they are the signs of creation, they are called Brahma. Yes, Sthira Rashis. Because it is Tamas Guna, it is not moving, it is Sthira. Remember I was telling you, I didn't know at that time that you were not very familiar with this. So, the Sthira of Shiva, as we say, is the one who is unchanging. So, the notion of Tamas Guna is two. One thing about Tamas Guna is that Tamas Guna is complete darkness. There is no light in that sign. Those signs don't have any lightness, any light. So, because there is no light, it is Tamas Guna. So, Tamas Guna is that guna which comes into our mind when there is no light, when we are very lazy, we don't want to move, we don't want to do any work, we want to just stay in bed, not get up till 12 or 1 in the afternoon, not take a bath, have the tea or food come over there, not do any work, not think of anything creative either, just inert. That is Tamas Guna. Whereas the Tamas Guna of Shiva, that is the Amrita Tamas which I mentioned, is he is still, but he is unchanging. He is unchanging because he is perfect. Any person who is perfect does not need to change. So that is a different kind of Tamas that we are talking about. That is Amrita Tamas, that is a divine Tamas. That is why Shiva is associated with the Tamas Rashis. Also now you can probe further that Shiva is the one who can take you out of that. But Shiva is also associated with Tamas Guna, because he is the perfect one and he is unchanging. Alright. And sattva guna, the dvisvabhava rashis, are filled with sattva guna because they are completely balanced. They are neither moving too much, nor are they standing still too much. They are in perfect harmony, perfect balance. So that is ruled by Vishnu. Okay, so you have got this. Chara is associated with Rajas Guna, which is to do with movement and creation. Brahma is associated with that sign. And it is associated with creation, that is Srishti. Then you have Sthira Rashis, which are fixed signs, which are inert, which do not move, associated with Tamas Guna, associated with Shiva, alright, and associated with Pralaya or destruction. Okay, and Sattva Guna, that is Visvabhava Rashis, are associated with Vishnu and associated with sustenance. So when we will be doing Rashi Drishtis in detail, you will learn that this understanding is the basis of Rashi Drishti. Because the perfect balance, we said, is Dvisvabhava, that is Sattva Guna, right? You must attain Sattva Guna. So Chara Rashis are feeling they are moving too much. So what do they need to do? They need to slow down a little bit, right? They need to become a little bit still. Okay? And what about Sthira Rashis? The Sthira Rashis are not moving. They are standing still in one place. So what do Sthira Rashis need to do? They need to move a little bit. That is why when you do Rashi Drishti, you will learn that the Chara Rashis and Sthira Rashis aspect each other.
They seek each other.
Chara needs to be still and Sthira needs to move a little bit to attain the balance. Whereas Dvisvabhava Rashis are dual sides, they are in perfect balance because they are Sattva Guna. So they do not need to seek either Tamas or seek either Rajas. So they aspect each other. Alright, that is why these dual sides are aspecting each other here. Mithuna, Kanya, these are aspecting each other. Okay, this is the fundamental of Rashi Drishti. Rashi Drishtis are permanent. Whenever in a chart, you will see Rashi Drishti and Graha Drishti, one fundamental difference is Rashi Drishtis are permanent. Whether you like it or not, that is there. That situation is a permanent fixture in your life. You can't do it. Whereas Graha Drishti signify a desire. Because remember, Grahas are enchanters. They effectively clip your mind. So whenever I am looking at you, I have a desire. Whatever I desire, that you should be sitting here, or I desire something bad, that I want to throw you out of class, or I want to have a good drishti and say, no, I wish that you would study more and I want to teach you more, whatever my desire would be. So now, it doesn't mean that just because I desire to throw him out of the class, that I would be succeeding in doing so. Guruji might come in and say, no, you have no right to throw him out of the class, he's a good student. You as a student may stand up, the rest of you may stand up and do it. But my desire will be there, right? I will always have the desire to throw him out. That is Graha Drishti. Or I will have a desire to teach him. He may not be interested to study. But I will have a desire to teach him. That desire is there. And during dashas, gocharas, those desires become strong. Whereas if there is a Rashi Drishti, it is permanent. It is a given fact. That is the principle a difference between the two. But we will go into the intricacies of Rashi Drishti as we have planned. We will have to do Rashis we will be doing. Please note, we will be doing a webinar on the basics because Guruji is very insistent that found that all of you are a little bit hazy on this. So we will do a Rashi. Although we skip through it and we go through the whole thing about Rashi. And then we do Rashi Drishti in full. And then we do a little bit more on Brahmas. And do Graha Drishti. Graha Drishti, many of you who have been practicing Jyotish are aware of the special drishtis of planets, right? You know that Jupiter has a fifth drishti, Jupiter has a ninth drishti, or Mars has a fourth and eighth drishti. So now, actually, this is not all. Parashara tells us that all planets have drishtis on all houses, and there are different kinds of drishtis. They are known as Ekpada Drishti, Dvipada Drishti, Tripada Drishti, and Yavishpada Drishti, plus these are known as special drishti. You have to learn this, we have to create our own drishti tables in our chart, Alright? And also you must need to know where the special drishtis are concerned. Why do you have this? Why does Guru have Jnana Drishti? Why does even Rahu have Jnana Drishti? Alright? Why does Shani have Kama Drishti and the third house and Karma Drishti? Those are special drishti. But very importantly, you must need to know that all planets aspect all houses. So you have to really work on it. I mean, that has to be taught because you have to do the table and all that. So we will start with Rashi and Rashi Drishti first, because Parashara first talks about Rashi Drishti. And many of you from India or maybe even from abroad will know that there is a thing everybody calls Rashi Drishti to be Jaimini Drishti. Why is Rashi Drishti called Jaimini Drishti? We don't know. Because even if you open your Brihat Parashara Pura Shastra, you will see the first Drishti he talks about are Rashi Drishtis. Rashi Drishti chapter comes later. So we will also do Rashi and Rashi Drishti first, because that's very important. And then we will do Graha Drishti. But this is the way it has happened, that he has discussed 40 dashas almost, but why has only the Mshottari dasha been talked about? So it's not that, oh, this is the one. No, it's not this is the one. Somewhere along the line, there just may have been a trend amongst one or two astrologers to do this, and that has been accepted as the norm. Alright? So we will be doing this before this year ends, this March. Okay, Rashi, Rashi Drishti, and a bit more on Graha and Graha Drishti. So hopefully we would like to do that maybe in November, maybe towards the second half or towards the end of November we can do it. And we'll communicate on Yahoo group and fix up a time. Alright? And we will do it, thing that Guruji used, was that software good, that Fuse? Fuse was good. We'll make sure that it's open so that we can talk to each other. And I think earlier because it was closed, so we will be able to do it. Maybe we can do it in a series of classes and we can wrap it up in 7 days or whatever we can plan. Maybe towards last week of November to first week of December. Whatever. We will see whatever suits. So that you get some time to get over and unwind from this. Okay? So, are you clear on this? So, even when Parashara teaches us Dik, meaning the directions, he is asking us to draw a chart like this. Even there he is using, like he's using that Mesha and Vrishabha is one, then he's clubbing this together, then he's clubbing this together, and he's clubbing this together, and the dual signs are left out in the corner. So now when Guruji is going to come in and teach you Sudarshan Chakra, he needs you to know that how you draw the East Indian chart. Those of you who are not here, just learn how to draw the rays of the sun. And just the fundamentals of what the Rashis are. So you must know, because in so many calculations, this Chara Rashi and Dvisabhava Rashi categorization comes up. So it should be in your blood, just the way you know that Shani and Mangal is tamasic planets, just that way this should be in your blood. Alright? Completely and absolutely. So in the Eastern Indian chart, and if I did it with the color, it would have been more prominent to you. Try to do this. Draw it the way I taught you and use three different colors for this. Maybe a red, blue and green is what we use for this. And then it will become very easy. Drishti also becomes very easy. To know the directions of the signs also becomes very easy. It's a very fundamental thing. So Guruji will be coming now and doing what is the time?
8:20.
So he'll be coming now and doing your Sudarshana Chakra, and then in the afternoon he was thinking that we'll do a session of question and answers. That you may, yeah, because you may have a lot of clarificatory questions around that has been taught and everything. So I think especially being first year, I think that is required. So we will do that post lunch. Okay? So I'll ask Guruji to come. Yeah.
I was wondering, with the diagonal lines going out, is there a starting place?
You were here, right?
Yeah, going in to out.
Yeah.
But in terms of the direction going around.
I just did it. You were not here when I did it?
I was here.
Yeah, so I did this first. I mean, yeah.
Clockwise.
No,
possibly her question would be, you would like to know the directions.
No. She's saying to me, is there a way? So from in to out, you know that.
Yes.
Like the rays of the sun. So you can start with this, clockwise.
Mm-hmm. But it's starting from that corner.
Yeah.
Going.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't get that.
Yeah. Okay. Because it's Aries, Taurus is always proper to go zodiacally.
Okay.
Huh?
Anti-clockwise.
Anti-clockwise, but this is the direction of the zodiac, so you can go this way.
Yes. Okay.
All right, because this horoscope, the in the Guru Chakra, it is going that way. So you must remember that Mesha is always fixed over here. In this Surya Chakra, Mesha is always fixed. Just the way in Guru Chakra, Mesha is fixed, this is fixed, and they draw the Lagna separately. Like, wherever the Lagna is, they mark that box as Lagna. So, you know, they write love over there, usually. So, it's not that as if, you know, you are Mithuna Lagna and you are going to put Mithun over here. No, it is always Mesha.
Okay.
Have you got that? So, in a sense, it is very, very good for studying. You know, it is a combination of the Guru Chakra and the Shukra Chakra. It is a combination of that. So, you must get used to practicing. As I told you, we must know all three. Whichever form is put up, we are supposed to know it. For example, Guru Chakra is very good for studying Vastu. When you are doing Vastu, because that Guru Chakra is actually like the Prashna, you know, it is put on the earth, on the floor. And the Guru Chakra is very horizontal and one-dimensional on the floor like this. So it's fantastic for doing Vastu. And in Guru Chakra also you can learn Rashi Drishti. Okay, but this is the best, better thing for learning Rashi Drishti. Alright, so all the questions you may have, you can ask in the afternoon. I'll ask Guruji to come now. Okay?
Thank you.
Yeah.